Of course I do. I'm a princess and this is my tiara.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
I'm ready to party.
Oh, yeah.
This is The Weekly Reveal with Jade Springart, Ann Carlini, Lynn Kuhn, and Erica Banis.
Well, it is the first podcast of 2017, and unfortunately, we are sans Ann. I'm sad that we have to already sans Ann in the very first podcast of 2017. She intended to be here. She had a bit of a dog emergency. Something is wrong with her puppy. So,
that's sad.
Yeah, so she's going to keep me updated on that. She was going to an emergency vet, so... not the best way for her to start off the year, but so hopefully she's doing all right.
But we're here, damn it.
We are here. It's been a while since Erica has joined us. She missed the last few episodes that we did at the end of 2016.
Yes.
Things got real weird around the holidays.
Lots of stuff going on.
So let's recap. How was everyone's holiday? Erica, how has your last month been?
Interesting. Actually, the last episode you guys recorded, I couldn't make, and this is why. My bestie and I threw a massive Christmas party, and the basis of it, our friend Taisha was, this was a couple years back, she lamented on how she was tired of having hood Christmases and wanted to have a Christmas like white people, and then, of course, that led to the conversation, well, what do you think white people do, Taisha? And she went on to describe a Norman Rockwell painting. And I'm like, you know, we don't do that. We don't all get dressed up and string popcorn on floss and decorate a tree and sing songs. But it basically snowballed into, you know, she wanted this to be a party. And then, like, we couldn't do it, like, a couple years ago. But we were finally able to do it this year. And, like, we had just a buttload of food, and we decorated a tree.
Was it like the cheesiest, greatest moment of your life?
Was it like It's a Wonderful Life?
It was damn near close. We wore Christmas sweaters.
That's awesome.
It was like honestly a total blast, and just there was a hot chocolate bar.
Nice.
Yeah, it was solid. It was a great party. I was sorry I missed the, you know, recording, but
no hot chocolate bar. Go, girl.
It was really good food, you guys.
Nice.
It was really good food, and like other than that, yeah, everything was great. I had a migraine on New Year's. That sucked. But yeah. No complaints. I'm here. Damn it.
Welcome to 2017.
Holla.
And Lynn, I mean, you and I live together, so I know your recap. But
yeah, I did great.
I worked a lot. I drank a lot.
Yeah, worked a lot.
I drank like over a fifth in 2 days, and I went through alcohol withdrawals. So I was like, wow.
Our life is a hot mess.
I hid in a box and scared my friend. That was part of my activities over the holiday break.
We didn't really do anything like too mature and exciting to talk about. Like, oh, threw a great party. Like, no. We've made the joke that now that Jade and I live together, like, Jade cries and I'm mean. And it used to be the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. Like, Jade never cried. She was always the, you know.
The mean one.
The mean one. And now I don't know what's happening. Like, we have midlife crisis every night, and it's great. It's great. I couldn't imagine.
No, we discussed last night. I haven't cried in like 3 weeks. So,
oh, yeah, this is good.
For you.
Yeah. No, so it's been good. It's been good. Did we New Year's resolute?
I've never done resolutions. I mean, now said friends, you know, the ones that we totally got our food on and drank way too much and ate way too many complex carbohydrates. We're now going to try and do like a weight loss competition. I guess it's between now and August. Whoever can like lose the biggest percentage. Like we're gonna do like a girls' trip, and then whoever wins. Like the others will comp their ticket.
Oh, nice.
That is great. You know, when we had the Riff Christmas party here, but you know, back in December, I was so excited about the good food. And I look over, and our old trainer, the boot camp trainer, I forget her name.
Amy
was there. And
she was
as
there?
I'm eating my huge plate of food, I look over and see the very beautiful, fit trainer, like looking at me.
At our Christmas party?
Yes, she was there with her husband. And I was like, oh. I've never felt so guilty about eating Christmas dinner in my life.
I ate so much food at the work Christmas party that I thought I was going to die.
Oh, it was great.
Like, straight death. Like, I had just a very angry army of little G.I. Joes inside my belly, and they were like, what did you do?
We had made a joke to our boss. It was like, most people have normal lives. They cook for themselves. And Jade and I, we were like, this is our first, like, real home-cooked meal.
In weeks,
we were like,
months,
give me
maybe.
The food. like got our pockets lined with, you know, saran wrap winner.
Yeah, taking
take
it
some
with us.
Chicken breast in there.
I feel like I should make like a casserole or some sort of freezable thing for you guys. Be like, here, you could have one meal a week.
Oh,
that's
do
like
it.
Home cooked.
Yeah.
Dude, I wouldn't even be mad about that.
Yeah, no, we would be.
I haven't been to the grocery store in ages. Like, does it look the same? Is shopping at the grocery store the same as it was last year? Because I haven't been.
I made a grocery store run, and it was to go get us cookies. So that is, yeah. That's
yeah,
real
milk.
Life.
Yeah. And milk. She was like, oh, I'm going to run. I thought about it, because I was like, I should really get some food. And then I was like, nah, I'm just going to lay here on the couch. And she was like, I think I'm going to run up to the grocery store. And I was like, you have fun. And she was like, well, do you want anything? And I was like, milk would be cool, and cookies, but I need the specific ones. The chocolate chip cookies with like the rainbow candies, like the rainbow chips deluxe.
Oh,
like,
those are awesome.
They're like yep. the best cookies ever. So, and she came back and I've been eating cookies for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a couple days now.
I've started seeing a man. Got a little love interest in my life that's going on. And
I'm very judgmental about the situation.
Yes. He actually, we ate more cookies this morning and then he replenished the cookies that we went from our cookie run. So you have even more cookies to come home to now.
Great. Great. That's good stuff. So did you do a New Year's resolution, Lynn?
I did not. I do not have one. I figured just to stay positive for the year.
I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I think it's really stupid. I think people are stupid and I hate everybody.
Wow. Good for you.
Here's the thing. I don't like if you want to resolve to do better, go for it. Like, I think, you know, that's always it's always good to better yourself and you want to be a better person. I don't think it needs to be a turn of a new year to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, we're
right.
What? We're what's today's date? The 7th? We're 7 days into the new year. And like, how many people are like, well, didn't make it to the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Guess we'll try for next year. Like, no, get your ass in the gym. Like, go tomorrow. Like, I don't, yep. You know, like, that's my theory on New Year's resolutions. So I don't really do that. Just be a better person, achieve more things, accomplish, you know, bigger and better things. And I've kind of always kind of done that, had that mentality over the years. And I can look back, especially like in my radio career over the last 10 years, like every year, I can say that I've accomplished something, I've done something I'd never done before. And so, you know, that's really what I'm just going to try and focus on. You know, maybe crying less, which is weird because I, like, you know, Lynn said, I don't really cry to begin with. So, I mean, I cried more in the last like 4 months than Lynn has her entire life. And Lynn cries at least 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah, we talked about it last night that I have a never ending cry supply. It just doesn't.
I told her, I was like, I think I'm done. Like, I think I got it all out. And she was like, are you sure? Do you want to cry about it? And I was like, no, I think that I don't think I have anything else to cry. And she was just like, oh, that doesn't make sense to me because it's just never ending.
Yeah, the thought of never, like,
I mean, she already cried when I told her about leaving the lights on. I'm gonna cry.
Yeah. You know what? Last year, I remember during the podcast, Anne going around and asking everybody what their New Year's resolution was. And mine was, it was something silly like, I'm gonna date more, I'm gonna get out more. And actually, this year, I've worn less makeup, done my hair, gone out less, more hoodies.
So you did the opposite.
I did the complete opposite.
2016.
I was like, a man? Oh, get away from me. Like, no, that did not date more. What the hell was I talking about? I date myself more.
Yeah, now you got a man, though, and he's always at the house.
Jade and I are
this
going,
is the thing.
We're going
Here's
to a transition.
I feel like
we're
this is, like, transition. I feel very out of this
Lynn
conversation.
And I
this
have,
is very awkward.
Oh, my God, this is great.
Lynn's been a very good friend of mine for going on, what, 8, 9 years now?
Yeah.
Lynn has been single off and on throughout that whole time. I've obviously had been in a relationship. Things have changed. So the first time in 6 years.
New status update.
I'm single for the first time in 6 years. And that's when Lynn decides to get a man. I'm like, we can be single together. Like, this is gonna be lit. Like, we are gonna tear it up. We are gonna have so much fun. I come home, Lynn, every night. Like, we're gonna just do stupid stuff. It's gonna be great. And like, no, now I gotta come home to Donald's stupid ass. I'm like,
oh my God.
Great.
This woman.
Great.
Last night,
it's
I'm
cool.
sitting there
it's
with
fine.
Both of them, right? I'm sitting yeah. there. I've got, now that we've put his name out there, I've got Donald next to me and I've got Jade on the other side. I had said something and they both had a response that was completely opposite ends of the spectrum. And I'm just standing there in the middle of these two. Like, Donald's like, love Lynn.
No, what had happened was, is he had said something. He had like told a story or whatever. Like, we had been talking about something and I don't even remember what it was. And it was silly.
Oh, it was emojis.
Like,
it was emojis.
Oh, yeah. He said, that's what it was. He goes, the first emoji I ever sent was to Lynn.
It was so sweet.
And she was like, oh, that's cute. And I looked over at him. I was like, sweet story, Donald. You should tell it at parties.
Oh, I died. I was just standing
like,
there.
Great story, dude.
Dying. Like,
bro.
Just in the middle.
Bro,
I'm
Seth.
Like, I've got my husband and my husband.
Oh, God, my
like,
husband.
Just, I'm standing there with both of my husbands. Like, it was funny. It was funny.
I woke up. And he had left. You guys weren't there.
We are putting my whole life out here.
There were so many pairs of shoes because it's wintertime, so we're all taking our shoes off, right?
Yeah.
And I see Donald's big ass boots.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, I guess he's just leaving stuff here. I almost punted those boots down the stairs. I was like, oh, I hate men.
What would tell her what your hashtag was?
Year of Jade? No.
Yeah, the hashtag 2017. Jade. No.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to. No. I guess I can say it. They say it on the morning show. No dick in 2017.
Hashtag no dick.
#2017. I contemplated lesbian for a year.
Yep.
Still out there. I mean, I guess I could still. I haven't, you know.
Didn't really go through that phase in college or anything.
That's just been like an ongoing phase for probably since high school. So back and forth. It's not a big deal.
I decided to date a woman. The only requirement really is that she's got a nice
penis?
Set of knockers. Oh. And then I realized that I couldn't actually date a woman because I can't get past anything except for she's got to have a great body.
Yeah, no, she's got to be hot.
Like smoking. I need you to be stacked, girl. I need you thick in all the right places.
I do like how lesbian versions of you guys are the most chauvinist of chauvinists.
Yeah.
Oh, they're horrible.
We discussed that last night. We were like, we can't, like, if we're going to really date a chick, like, we really got to look past, like, the looks. And I was like, I can't.
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you do that? With a man, you're like, oh, I want him to be respectful. He's got to be hardworking. And then you ask me what I want in a woman. I'm like, does she got nice boobs? Is the ass nice?
You know,
how's the tummy looking? You know what I'm saying? Like, how's it going?
I look at it like this. You guys know who Aisha Tyler is.
Mm-hmm.
She's on The Talk, and she's been a comedian, and she was talking about having, like, gay friends. She goes, it doesn't matter if it's a gay man or a lesbian. The gay men are more fun, but the lesbians are more useful. I need, like, a handy lesbian.
Yeah.
You know, I need someone who can, like, fix my car.
Yeah.
Right? Who can, like, fix, like, basically anybody who can, like, fix a shelf.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Something wrong with the furnace. You take a look at it, Chris. I don't know.
Right? Oh, I'm about to go home and F my bathroom sink up. It's on. I watched like 14 YouTube videos on how to fix my leaky faucet.
Oh, no.
I mean, we've been, God, wasting so much water for like months now. So it needs, like, desperately needs to be fixed. So that's my New Year's resolution. Fix my effing sink and get my head out of my ass.
This is,
YouTube life tutorials.
Life in a nutshell.
Life in a nutshell. So, yeah. So that's the update, I suppose, on us.
Interesting.
Without Anne being here, we all know that things get a little loosey-goosey without Anne here to keep us together. So.
We gotta let it out every once in a while, though. I think it's healthy because I think sometimes just airing out the joint, so to speak, and just kind of going off the rails is good.
When we're done recording, I'm going to probably take the headphones off and be like, should we really post this?
Yeah, and I'm going to go home.
Is this the podcast we're going to post? Because all of our bosses are probably listening.
Yeah, I'm going to sit on the couch and I'm going to say, Jade, why did I say any of that?
I don't know. I'm going to be like, why did I? Did I just come out on our podcast? Like, what did I just do?
Happy 2017.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
This is great.
I don't know. We don't know what's happening in 2017, but a lot of stuff in the celebrity world, right?
We live like frat boys.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely the joke. Like, whenever anyone new comes over to my house, I have to, like, pre-warn them.
Pardon us. We're disgusting.
I just want to let you know, we live like frat boys.
Yeah.
There is no food in my house.
None.
If you want beer, a lot of it.
Oh, beer. There's
if you
beer.
Want leftover
liquor.
Pizza from like a week ago, got it. But other than that, it's pretty much you're all on your own. So that's the update. But a lot of crazy stuff. Kim K finally opening up about the fake Paris attack and Mariah, all that stuff. So we're going to get to that coming up here next on the Weekly Reveal.
How do you expect me to grow if you won't let me blow?
The Weekly Reveal on Riff 2. We're back on The Weekly Reveal with Jade, Anne, Lynn, and Erica.
And of course, we are sans Anne for the first show of 2017. Hopefully, we will get her back in the studio. Hopefully, well wishes to her dog.
Sans Anne. I feel like you need to say it now.
Sans Anne, I'm sorry.
Sans Anne. What is Sans Anne?
Sans Anne.
What's her dog's name?
Sans Anne.
Ryder.
Aw, get well soon, Ryder.
Yeah, okay, this is like a moment. Like, the dog is sick, and you're over there making jokes, Sans Anne?
How are you going to put me on the damn spot like that? Like, I'm over here making... You know what? I babysat those dogs, and I'll be devastated if anything happens to Anne's dog. Because dogs are like family members, so... I'm not making jokes of Anne's damn dog.
Yeah, dogs at least have personalities, unlike cats. I don't like cats. I'm sorry. I know I said
cats are evil.
Screw cats.
Oh, I'm a cat person.
I know you are. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You're not.
Oh well.
I'm sorry. Not sorry.
I bought Jade and I matching DJ cat T-shirts. Yeah. She's wearing hers right now.
Yeah. I'm just gonna meow for the rest of the show. Oh, worst podcast we've ever done.
Big news.
We've had worse.
All right. What's up in the celebrity
over the
world?
Break? Jade and I went and saw Ryan Gosling's new movie with Emma Stone, La La Land. It is actually phenomenal.
It was really good. Lynn is emotional. We all know that Lynn cries, and I don't, especially at movies. Like, I'm not, but I did cry during this movie because it was sad. It was emotional. But I feel like the end of it, she was so upset about the end, and I liked the end. I thought that the end, it fit the movie. Like, it's not...
I needed a moment.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not one of those movies where everything is unicorn. You know what I'm saying? Like, the ending is good, but it is sad.
It's real.
It's real. Love that doesn't... It just devastated my heart. And Jade
the story is that we went on Christmas morning. So Lynn and I went together Christmas morning to see La La Land. Of course, we were late to the movies because we cannot show up to the movies on time ever.
Never.
And we watched the movie, and there's moments throughout it where she looks over and she's like, "Are you crying?" And I was like, "Yeah, Lynn, I'm getting a little teary-eyed. I mean, you're sobbing, but I'm just a little teary-eyed. It's okay. It's going to be fine." So the movie ends, and I was like, "Oh, it is really sad, but I liked the ending." And Lynn looks over at me like she just watched 87 puppies and kittens get run over on the highway. And I'm like, "Lynn, are you okay?" And she was like, "I just need to sob. Like, I can't believe that's how the movie ended." And I was like, "Lynn, get it together."
I needed a moment.
I was like, "I'm not going to sob in public over a movie. Like, we can go back to the house and cry and hold each other if you want."
She said that, and I did feel a little better, but it was like, I needed a good... We sat there while the credits were rolling because I, like, needed a moment to get up.
She was like...
Were other people, like, having a moment, too? Did you look around?
I mean, people were definitely... I mean, it was emotional, but not, like... I mean, Lynn will watch the last 5 minutes of The Bucket List and sob for 4 hours. It's like, we didn't even watch the whole movie. We watched the last 3 minutes of the movie.
Everything. I forgot that happened.
Yeah, she showed up at my house before we lived together. The Bucket List was on. We weren't even watching it. Like, we had just flipped to that channel. It was literally the last 5 minutes of the movie. And I look over and Lynn is sobbing. And I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, this movie's so sad. I'm like, we didn't even watch it. Like, we didn't even watch the movie. We didn't even watch the movie. And she's like, "But I know what happens." I'm like, "Okay,
I
can't."
So much. Well, anyways, that was his... Ryan Gosling did the movie La La Land. That was why we went to go watch it.
Right.
That, you know, his musical debut, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, now he's going to be March 17th, 2017. There is a new movie called Song to Song.
Okay.
It was filmed back at Austin City Limits back in 2012. The Chili Peppers are going to be in it.
Cool.
Who else is in the movie?
I don't remember. I do remember sending you the link, though, and she got really excited.
Yeah,
the Chili Peppers. Hold everything! I'm waiting. I'm right now.
In the Machine. Mm-hmm. I believe Natalie Portman is in it. I'm not for certain, though. But another musical film. Bunch of stars are going to be in it, and Ryan Gosling going to continue to sing, be sexy. So I'm excited for that. That's a big deal. And who else is in that? Who else is going to be in
that? We got a little Michael Fassbender, a little Rooney Mara.
Yeah.
I think the aforementioned Natalie Portman.
Yep.
Let's see. Terrence Malick.
And that was surprise news. That was just, hey, here you go. This was filmed and it's going to be coming out. There's no trailer for it or anything yet. Just that was big news within the Gosling fan world. Kim Kardashian.
Let's talk about this, guys.
I'm not ready to talk about her yet.
Why? Let's explore that.
I don't know.
That.
I've been.
Because she's a dumpster fire.
Yeah, I'm Kim Kardashian out.
Well, yeah.
Honestly, it's been a nice break for her because really Kanye's been hogging all the spotlight.
Oh, yeah.
Really, I feel like they haven't really talked about. I haven't really feel like I've heard their names. I do know that Caitlyn Jenner just released like her first line of makeup or something.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Like Mac or something like that.
Good for her. I didn't know about that. I'm really, I've been team Black China and Rob. I've been really into what's going on with them.
Yeah.
More so than Kim. But a lot of videos, she had just shared a video online. Kanye had made some homemade videos for her Christmas present of her with the kids and him with the kids, you know, them together as a family. And if you go through and you watch any of these videos, Kanye's never physically doing anything.
Well, no.
There's even a part where... had puked, and so North goes to grab a paper towel, and it's Kanye just sitting there like, well, I don't know. It's just he's very hands-off kind
he's
of dad.
He's a very terrible father.
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
what I would say. Yeah, I mean, I don't know
publicly,
personally, but
to us, it just looks like, why are we promoting the lazy dad? Like, he doesn't ever right. physically
why
do
are we
anything.
Promoting Kanye West or the Kardashians ever at all?
Yeah, that is true. I mean, they own the world.
What's up with the Paris thing, the attack? She's like, she opened up, she talked about it. She was like, listen, we made it up. It was fake.
Well, no, because that clip came out of her talking about it. Of course, it's a clip from an upcoming season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Right.
Yeah. And it was really the first time she's released anything openly talking
Well, yeah, they had
about
to discuss it for like 2 months so that she makes sure, like, you make sure you say the exact right thing because this will get blown so fast and everyone will know it's a sham.
Well, I think it was real. Because she left social media for how long? How much money did she lose by
over
leaving
a month,
social media
yeah.
for well over a month? It was months.
Yeah,
I don't see. I mean, I
well, it's
yeah. She probably like lost some money, but I don't. I think that this is all a part of the plan.
Well, yeah,
you know
because
what I'm saying?
She went off of Snapchat, and she within the first 24 hours of her being back on Snapchat, she had 42.8 million views, and even I was like, oh, Kim's back on Snapchat. And I don't know. She said that she generated 4 million likes on Instagram in less than 24 hours. Like, this was a great way for Kris Jenner
exactly.
to set this up for them to come back and make more money. That's pretty much what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, it could be true. I feel like the logistics, like the police, like that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I need more info about that. Like, Kim being back on social media. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, she was gone for a long time.
I wish she was still gone.
You know, once again, it might be good for the brand that she did take a break, especially then it could give more attention to the other girls. You know,
because they need it.
Well, Kris Jenner's, you know, client/brood
yeah.
and offspring.
Right.
But I think something happened because you see her crying in this clip. She's not that great of an actress.
No,
right?
It's bad. She's
yeah,
a very
like
bad
she
actress.
Is in, she is beside herself. There is genuine emotion. If this is all a ruse, then she is the greatest actress of our time, and she deserves an award.
I think they're having a lot of problems. I think behind closed doors. I don't think that her and Kanye are as happy as it.
No.
As
I
it
can't
is.
Imagine what sort of person would be happy with Kanye, and the only person that would be Kim, and she's not. I can guarantee it. I just am not, you know, I like the conspiracy theory.
Oh, I like conspiracy
it, you know?
Theories
yeah.
too, but
oh,
I do think there is some truth to this one.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see what unfolds.
Yeah, what happens.
Because did they ever catch the person? Is there any footage of this person?
There was like very grainy footage that
right.
was released. But I mean, once again, this was a hotel
right.
that is known for not having a proper address. It
right.
is known for its privacy.
Naomi Campbell came out and was talking about, she said that this happened to her years ago while she was in Paris. She was robbed of jewelry and things of nature like this, and that she, you know, sympathizes with Kim, that type of stuff.
Oh, Naomi, shut
the My favorite story happening right now, though, is Trey Songz.
Yeah, let's talk about Trey.
Trey Songz, yeah, forget Kim. This is I lived for this stuff when it was happening. There's a station here in Detroit, a hip hop station. Every year they do something. It's called a big show at the Joe. They bring it on. Trey Songz is there every single year. This year he came, and it was Chris Brown, Trey Songz, T Grizzly from here in Detroit. I forget who else was on the bill.
Doesn't even matter.
But Trey had, before the show had started, gotten into an altercation with an officer. They
Smart.
Kind of kept it private and said, okay, just get your ass on stage, take care of the show. He went over on his time. He was being very ignorant. It seems this was very, he was either extremely high or he was honestly looking for a publicity. So he's on stage and they told him, you know, you got to wrap it up. You're going late. You know, you get fined, the venue,
right.
the
yeah.
promoter, everything. He got upset and they cut his mic off. So he went nuts. He started throwing a speaker. He threw keyboards, microphone. He hit a couple audience members. A couple audience members had to go to the hospital.
Damn.
And he gave an officer, a Detroit officer, a concussion. So they took him down to the Detroit Detention Center. He was there. He now has to come back to get arraigned for his court hearing on February 10th. He was released, I think it was $2,500 to get him out, but
well,
he did
nothing.
Spend the night there, though. And he ended up he posted a picture of himself wearing a Detroit versus Everyone hoodie on Instagram, and his caption was, "Everybody." like Trey Songz just wiling out.
Everybody.
Yeah, but it, I guess a couple weeks before he had come here, he was thrown out of a casino in another state, and it kind of seems as though he was really just looking for attention. But it was funny because, I mean, he really went nuts. He really just went nuts, throwing things off the stage. I mean, he was extremely violent. And to knock an officer out, like, what the hell are you doing,
crazy.
Dude?
That's crazy.
What are you doing?
He's due back here in
February 10th. They had said that the people would work. They were worried about Chris. They were worried about him
totally.
And that was not the case. They said he was very professional. He handled his stuff, on time. And it was Trey who was really just kind of wilding out, going. Yeah, he was going crazy. But, Trey Songz.
Tea Breezy.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because.
Tea Grizzly.
Trey, he stood outside afterwards and he took photos with fans. And the Detroit News showed up and he goes, excuse me, we're trying to take selfies. And he wouldn't answer the questions.
Oh, God.
And it was like, now Trey's just like got his street cred in Detroit. Like,
oh, God.
But you remember Trick Trick runs the city. He was the one with Rick Ross years ago in 2014 who was like, no fly zone and you didn't get my permission. And I'm like, where is Trick Trick during all of this? Like, Trey Songz is knocking out Detroit police officers and no one's saying anything. Like, how is this happening? So there's that. I'm waiting for Trey to come back so I can.
So yeah, we'll update that in February.
I will say one thing about this. That was one nice mugshot he had. He looked very handsome.
Oh, when he takes his shirt off every year for that show that he does, he takes his shirt off, and I have never seen just the pandemonium that takes place. The women just...
Bitches go nuts.
It's like a slip and slide in there.
Oh,
immediately as soon as he takes it off, John. So that's what's going on. Chris Brown, this is my the other part of my celebrity report.
Breezy.
He was good that night when he was here in Detroit. But what's happening is that there is a feud happening with Soulja Boy and Chris Brown, and it it is the most entertaining, ridiculous, immature fight in the world, I am super pumped for it because they were fighting over Karrueche Tran is Chris Brown's ex. Okay,
right.
We all know he screwed her over and he's sung about it. And now she's like, listen, I'm doing my life, right? A comment had happened. Basically, him and Soulja Boy go back and forth talking crap about who was with Karrueche, whatever. Now it's come to where Chris Brown was like, listen, you little bitch, I just want to fight you. So they're trying to set it up to where they're actually going to box. Floyd Mayweather is on the side of Soulja Boy saying, mm-hmm. This is going to happen.
Oh, God, Floyd
50
Mayweather.
50 Cent is now teamed up.
Oh, God, 50 Cent.
Yeah, right.
Stupid Curtis.
Right, with Mike Tyson.
Call him Curtis.
And they've got their money on Chris Brown. But the internet has blown up with these amazing memes and funny-ass videos about Soulja Boy and Chris Brown because it's just so ridiculous
Soulja
fighting
Boy
over
has
it.
Has not been relevant in years.
Oh yeah, Chris Brown was roasting him hard. He's like he posted a photo of an old record store, and it was like looking for Soulja Boy's music catalog. And there's like nothing there.
There's
funny.
Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Superman, like we all know that.
Yeah.
Other than that,
and there was like one other Soulja Boy song that I knew. I already forgot what I was going
to
say.
I can't wait. I just really want this fight to happen. Obviously, most of the world has got their money on Chris Brown because Soulja Boy, he's looking for attention.
Oh, that's what it was. Well, Soulja Boy had released an apology, and I had heard it aired on the radio, and it was really weird. He had like talked about himself. He had like brought Chris Brown's kid into it.
Oh,
it
that he was hanging out with his daughter.
It was like an apology. Uh-uh. It was just, I don't know. It was all very... very weird,
mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's the life of Chris Brown, Soulja Boy, Trey Songz, all of them.
He was very honest with it, though. He was like, listen, I got nothing but time and money. I will sit here and post videos all day.
Yeah. God, I wish my name was Seabreezy.
Yeah, so do I. I love Chris Brown, though. I do. I love. He's crazy, and I love him. But
I do
some
of his songs.
We'll see what happens. Hopefully this boxing match takes place, because it's going to just gonna be
Erica's
nuts.
Face right now is priceless.
Gonna be nuts.
Here's the thing. Like, when all this first started going
down. Breezy. Oh. Erica Banis. Breezy.
Well,
oh, my God.
Go.
It's perfect.
Boom.
It's your nickname for me. It's...
Hey, 2017.
I'm like, oh, my heart just grew. but anyway, like when I first heard about this, because like, look, you guys know I'm not a big rap hip hop person, but even this got on my radar. And mm-hmm. my whole thought process behind it was like, man, remember when people just used to shoot each other? Like in rap, and now they're going on Instagram fights? Like, what would Biggie and Tupac
do? Oh my God.
I
thought about that back in the
day.
Yeah.
What is Ice Cube? Ice Cube's still alive. Ice Cube's like, this is some BS.
Yeah,
right
Dr.
now.
Dre.
Like, I would be ashamed if I were like an old school like hip hop guy.
Snoop.
I'd be like, look at this I can't even say it because I really want to curse, so I'll just stop.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of Snoop real quick.
We went to the Snoop Dogg show and it was lit.
Oh, literally. One of the best nights of my life. Everyone.
We had so much fun.
Even if you didn't smoke weed, you left there. You were
contact high, man.
You were just, woo. It was so much fun. God, that was such a fun show. There was a recent celebrity who had passed away. Snoop was at the funeral and there was a fight that broke out. And Sherry Shepherd, who used to be on The View, had posted Snapchat going, this is so disrespectful, this is disrespectful. And the internet was pissed. Like, Sherry, that was a private moment. Yes, it was disrespectful. It was at a funeral, but this was like a private moment between a bunch of celebrities. Why the hell are you putting this on social media?
It's even
media?
Like more disrespectful for her to have posted it.
Right.
Like, it was disrespectful that it happened in the first place, and now it's even more disrespectful that you're posting it that it happened.
Right, and she's crying, and she's like, this is so disrespectful. And they're like, why are you posting this for all of us to see? This could have been squashed between you guys privately there, and now you're putting it on social media.
My New Year's resolution is to use the term squashed more.
It's a good term.
Oh, yeah, do it. Squash and beef. And also Snoop Dogg.
Wait, squash and beef? That sounds like a good dinner.
Squash.
Oh, squash and beef. I got it. Okay, go ahead.
Emily, it's not like you guys are going to go buy the ingredients anyway. You don't go grocery shopping. We got to talk about that later when we're done recording, though. I have some thoughts.
Taking forever. Very quickly, Snoop also bought Willie Nelson a Christmas sweater that says smoke weed every day. Aww. And Willie Nelson is the happiest old man wearing that that sweater.
I heard today, actually, that Willie Nelson's assets had been auctioned off or something.
Really?
I don't know if this was true or if this was just like a joke or if it was like a meme or something. Someone had read it to me, so I don't know if it was true, but it was like Willie Nelson's assets get auctioned off. All of the people who bought them gave it back to Willie. Gave him back all of his stuff. I don't know if that's true or not. It might have just been like
Willie.
A meme online. Because that's what would happen with Willie Nelson.
I do. I love him. Very quickly, what else is going on?
There J-Lo, was a
lot of stuff.
One?
J-Lo and it is rumored that J-Lo and Drake are together. They posted some photos of them cuddled up together. It's pretty hilarious because one of them was like, what is J-Lo? How does she discipline Drake? And it's like, no ice cream and video games for you. And it's like Drake sitting there looking all sad. There's creepy memes though where he's like holding her and he's kind of like looking up like, yeah, this is my bitch, right? So like they zoom in on his face. It's hilarious. But no, they
now
haven't
that
said
stuff
that
is fake, though.
They haven't said that they're dating, but it came out that, you know, Rihanna's upset about it and you know, whatever. But we'll see what happens.
She's upset her brother's dating an older man.
I'm going to. Right. I'm going to say, though, that they are dating. Based on the pictures, they are dating. Obviously, we know Mariah Carey. She had her incident on
New Year's Eve.
On New Year's
Eve.
I didn't
into
see it.
I didn't either. I lost. I was downtown.
Oh, I watched it.
I see. Here's what had happened. I was downtown. I had met up with some friends. We had rented like an Airbnb, like an apartment loft downtown. And the internet went out. The cable went out. The internet went out. So we had like the least 2017 New Year's Eve of all time. Like we had no internet. We had no cable. We were just there with ourselves and obviously our smartphones.
Well, naturally.
So we did pull it up, but we were too busy.
I was watching it. I actually, Donald had come to work with me so that I work every holiday here. So it was nice to have somebody here. He was coming to spend the New Year's with me, you know, hanging out in the studio. So I am watching this unfold and I had to take a look at myself for a moment because I was it was the greatest thing that had ever happened. I'm like, Donald, are you watching this? She's freaking out right now. She's losing it on live TV. It was the greatest moment of my life. I was like, thank you, Mariah. You bitch, you can't sing anymore.
Because she's accusing Dick Clark Productions, who put on the New Year's Rockin' Eve special, of sabotaging her. Do you think she was sabotaged?
No, absolutely not. Because let me.
Why would they do that?
Before she came out, Dick Clark and her? No. And Ryan Seacrest ended up releasing a statement like, I know those people and that they've wanted Dick Clark's, you know, legacy to live on and they would do anything for these people. We are very accommodating. But before it had started, I had turned it on and I was listening to Ryan interview Mariah because she looked a little off to me. And I said to Donald, I said, she's really high right now. She is really high right now,
allegedly.
Right? So allegedly she's really high right now, but in my heart I knew. So I'm watching it and I turn the sound on and it's him asking her how the show is going to go tonight. And she's like looking, you can go back and find this. She's looking off into space and she goes, who, me? Standing there with Ryan while he's got the mic and he goes, Well, yeah.
No, the person behind you, Mariah.
Yeah, and he goes, of course, oh, Mariah Carey. Only, and you know, I felt, I was like, God, Ryan's really good at what he does because he saved it immediately and was like, oh, you know, the one and only Mariah Carey puts on the best show. Can't wait to see you, you know, the diva herself. And she's just like off into space. And I'm like, oh, God, I can't wait for her to start performing. Because in one of our last podcasts, I'd said, Mariah can't sing live anymore. She can't. And then when this happened, oh, it was just, it was great. That was, you know, I did feel bad for her a tiny bit. But for the most part, I was just like, yes, keep screwing this up.
She could have handled herself better, though.
She could have done anything. She could have said, okay, stop. I can't hear the monitors, but I know my song because I've been singing it for the last 85 years. I'm going to go ahead and sing it. Audience, sing it with me.
Yeah.
And she could have done anything.
And do you really, I mean, the amount of awesome press she would have gotten for that, just being like, wow, you know, Mariah Carey, what a pro.
Look at her being the diva she is that we used to love. No, she threw that opportunity away. But if you haven't seen it yet, go watch the Mariah Carey meltdown because it's totally worth it.
Totes.
My goats.
That's what's going on in the
celebrity news. Well, back to our lives. We're pretty bad at them. At least me and Lynn.
Speak for yourselves. I'm amazing.
My life is a dumpster fire. So, and apparently there is an opportunity to where you can learn how to adult, which I think is what is called being raised by your parents. but we will get more into that coming up on the Weekly Reveal.
Did you miss the last Weekly Reveal? Stream the podcast online at riff2.com. We're back on the Weekly Reveal with Jade, Ann, Lynn, and Erica.
And take two. So we tried that, and turns out I wasn't recording.
Isn't it ironic?
Luckily, we only got about a minute into it.
Sans Ann,
yes. It's the first Weekly Reveal of 2017. It's pretty much the, garbage fire that is my life is our podcast today. It's great. Oh, it's good stuff. Yes, we are Sans Ann. Hopefully.
Sans Ann. Whenever anyone says it, the others have to follow.
Yeah.
Sans Ann.
So hopefully she'll be back with us next week. She's dealing with some things. A lot of things are probably going to be different for some of us in 2017. Adulting is not an actual word. I use it a lot, and it always comes up with a little red squiggly line, and I'm like, F you autocorrect. Adulting is a word.
That's not a real word?
No. Adulting is not a verb. Like, you don't adult. Like, you live.
Okay.
Like, you live, and you grow old, and you get better at life. Some people get better at life. So, adulting in 2017 for the average millennial. I think it really just differs on where people are in their lives.
True.
You know, some people are going through changes. It's weird, you know, like you just got to take care of all the stuff and you can't call your mom. And like, I call my dad and he's like, did you YouTube it, Jade? I'm not coming to fix it. Figure it out. And I'm like, Dan, help me. And now I'm like defiant. So I'm like, no, don't help me.
I will waste
so much water. You don't even understand.
Yes.
And so back last month, Erica had posted in our group online. You can take an adulting class? Is this something I should... I think I may have said either on the air or off the air earlier, I'm pretty sure that adulting class is called being raised by your parents and learning about life, which some of us, I guess, didn't pass that class.
Well, basically, actually, I didn't post this link, Anne did, so I didn't know what type of, like, you know... message that was sending to us.
Not sending a message to us.
but I'm like, once again, I'm kind of good at this adult stuff. Like, I'm very impressed with how much I've grown up the past couple years. Like,
happens when you get married and have a kid all of a sudden.
It's true. I mean, I will say, like, the past 4 months, because now we have my stepson during the week. He goes to school out by my husband and myself. I have been on the ball. Like, I have been responsible as F.
I'm very proud of you.
I'm very impressed with me right now. But if you're struggling, organization in Portland, Maine have created Adulting School, where basically they have all sorts of different conferences and courses that teach you financial basics, health and wellness seminars.
I'm all about personal
development. In all honesty.
Well, they also have like stuff, advice on relationships and getting involved in your community. And something that I wish I knew a little bit more about, the one flaw in my game, frankly, is making...
It's the only one, Eric. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, no, it is. Like fixing stuff, like you know, once again, like fixing YouTube stuff on your car, YouTube. But I wish I had like more skills, and that's just something I have to practice. But I mean, it is, you know, I don't think it's necessarily stuff with being raised by your parents, but like in schools now, a lot of these, like, you know, like home ec, you know, wood shop,
parenting,
and other things,
class,
like, yeah, and stuff like that, like they don't have those anymore. Those mm-hmm. those are the classes that often get cut along with art and whatnot. So I think a lot of it does have to deal with schools not offering those skills
anymore.
Well,
I think that just in general, like in high school, in my opinion, does not prepare you for the real world.
No,
like that's what they like. That's what they try to like position school as. Ah, we're teaching you about the real world. Like, no, you're not.
Not really.
Not even a little bit. Like, and I had seen, you know, online, like they really should be teaching us how to balance a checkbook, how to be financially responsible, mm-hmm. how to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
credit score, like those sort of things. But instead, you know, we're in there learning God knows what, reading about Beowulf. That was a tough read. That was a tough semester for me in high school.
Well, I was fortunate enough to have a math class my senior year. It was called Consumers Math, where I learned.
Yeah, we had Consumers Math.
I had Consumers. You just said that too, and I was like,
math.
Oh man,
how'd
I failed Consumers
Math.
How'd
you get kicked out of Consumers
Math?
I had about a lot of friends in there.
I didn't go.
Like, it wasn't like a permanent thing, but like on like the daily, at least one of us would get kicked out. And it was sixth hour, and like no one cared. And
well, like I learned how to do my taxes. I learned about, you know, credit card interest rates, balancing a checkbook, like. So
maybe
basically,
I should have paid attention.
So basically, I took the class seriously, Jake, because I'm kind of a big old nerd, and that's okay. that's my brand, and I own it. But I mean, they need more classes like that. It's not mm-hmm. you know, just having like math class like that, or like the one home ec class. Like they need like multiple things to teach, you know, kids, like teenagers and who are entering college, so they know how to take care of themselves when they're away from their parents.
True story. I took a parenting class with all of my girlfriends. Well,
yeah,
three of them were pregnant, and we had to learn about taking care of a baby. And I was like, oh, we're really late to this class, guys. They're getting I left parenting class when my one girlfriend was in labor. She called the school classroom.
Delightful.
And I said, Miss Bradley, Jennifer's in labor. I've got to stop learning how to change a fake baby's diaper because there's a real one on the way. Got to go.
Bye.
Yeah.
I never took any of those classes. I took piano lab. I took music theory. Took TV production.
Is this why we're screwed up? Like, when did we along the way stop adulting?
I took three gym classes my senior year. I was in the best shape of my life. I had weight training. I had a thing called, what was it? Leisure time sports? No, individual and team sports.
Did we go to the same high school?
I don't know. No, you didn't.
Weird.
No, but.
No, I know we didn't, but
we
I'm
didn't.
Saying they, these are all like the same.
I mean, most schools have the same curriculum, which is why, sadly, a lot of kids aren't learning good life skills anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Kids stuff. These days, God damn it.
Yeah, these damn kids.
Get off my lawn, too, while you're at it.
And teach me something, because I don't know much. I need you to help me out.
Okay, what do you want to learn?
I think that, for me, it's not so much that, like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's that, like, I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to fix the sink.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. I have no desire to better myself and learn how to fix a sink. I don't want to do it.
Yeah,
I'm lazy. Maybe it's lazy. I barely can vacuum. I mean, I can vacuum. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I can do anything. I'm very confident in my skills that I can accomplish anything. There are things that I don't care about doing.
Here's,
I don't care.
Here's a big problem, too. You know, 9-to-5 jobs, they don't really, like, they're few and far between. There are very few people, I'm sure you guys are included, like, when you leave work, you're not really leaving work.
Right.
Like, when I go home, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm still kind of on call in case anyone dies. Or, like, I may have stories to work on that I need to publish the next day. Because it's such and such's birthday, and I got to put listicle together.
Always thinking ahead.
Yeah,
always.
So, you know, I think we would all have more energy if we could actually leave our jobs.
Well, yeah, and then after you do work, you know, all day, like, I don't want to go home and,
oh, yeah, and vacuum.
Do anything.
Vacuum.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
Give me a
I will
Roomba.
Say that, like, I'm real sweaty right now, and I've got, like, a weird hand sweat going on. So that's me
sick?
Adulting. No, everyone's been asking me. No, it's because it's so cold, and I'm always cold, and so my body's trying to, like, compensate by, like, being warm, but I'm still cold, so I'm sweaty and cold at the same time. I'm not sick.
Okay.
I just have weird hand sweat.
Well, speaking of unplugging, did you hear about France's new law of like being able to disconnect?
Yes.
I've been waiting for you to tell me about this. I want to know all about
Europe.
This.
Europe has always been a very like advocate of, you know, when you're at work, you're at work. And when you're not at work, you're not at work. Like in Europe, they work to live. Mm-hmm. Here in the United States, we live to work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the mentality. Like, you know, you can't take time off. If you take time off, then, you know, your bosses are going to be mad. And it's just that, like, stress mentality of disconnecting from your phone for a week. Like, I couldn't imagine taking a week off and not being connected to this radio station.
No, that wouldn't happen. They would send a carrier pigeon. They would
they would find a way.
Yeah, they would. Mm-hmm. A drone would show up. They would teleport us there. It would not. That wouldn't be an option.
Well, it's strange because, like, I remember last summer, I went camping with some friends of mine. We went to, it was in, the campground was in Canada. So I put my phone in airplane mode, one, to just get away from things. And so I wouldn't, you know, chew up data and whatnot. And I remember like the first day, like I felt physically uncomfortable knowing that like something could be happening and I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I should know what it is. I should always know what is going on. Why do I not know what's going on? And why am I panicking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it took like a full day to kind of get over that anxiety of not being connected. But France, okay, France is notorious for having, they have like 35 holidays or 35 like paid holidays for their workers. And they have 35-hour work weeks, which is crazy. But a new labor law was passed last week that gives employees the, quote, right to disconnect from email, their smartphones, or whatever it is related to their work once their workday is done. Like, that is French law.
So they can't come back and be like, you're not responding to your emails. I emailed you at 7. It's like, no, that's
law,
illegal.
Bitch.
It's
merci illegal. Beaucoup.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been on a couple of cruises and I remember turning my phone off and it was awesome. God, it was awesome. It was awesome. And I do remember the moment that I turned it back on. And
blew up.
It was the opposite of awesome. It was so many emails, text messages, things that I'd like forgotten about, and
your hands were sweating for
a different
reason. Oh
God, dude, my everything was sweating at that point. I was like, oh God, real life. Ugh.
Oh, you know what,
year
actually?
Of Jade, 2017.
You know what, though? Back to when we had first started the podcast,
back
when we talked
life,
about... Right,
back to reality.
When
go.
I... Well, I guess it wasn't a resolution, but my big thing this year was that I've worked every holiday for the last 8 years, and right. I've missed every birthday, holiday, Christmas party, and everything. And I think that was one of my New Year's resolutions this year, was that I was going to kind of enjoy life a little bit.
Right.
I mean, I always, you know, come to work and do what I need to do, but I did feel like this year I am going to kind of
it's hard, I
give
think,
myself
to,
a moment.
Because of our industry, because of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel blessed and fortunate that I love my job.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, it's hard. But there are times when it's like, I need to get off of social media.
Yeah.
Like, I can't social media anymore. I can't do it. Between all of the accounts and everything else, like, it's a lot. And then, you know, the mean comments from people, like, it just becomes too much. And everyone's like I've told the story about how I had to turn off the Twitter notifications because I was waking up with just really mean alerts on my phone to the Riff page, you know, because people are mean and people who are upset are more likely to voice their opinion than people who are not.
Yeah.
And I had to turn them off because I was like waking up to, you know, you suck, you're awful, this is terrible, worst thing ever. And I've told people that and they're like, who cares? Like, why do you care? Like, and it's not that I don't care, but it's like, I don't want to start my day like that. I don't want to start my day with the first thing that I read is, you're a piece of crap. Whether it's they're talking about me specifically or my company or my station or whatever it is, I don't want to wake up to messages that say, I hate you, you suck, go die. Don't want
to
do that.
Not to mention, I mean, it'd be different if it was like one comment, two.
Right.
But like when you wake up and there's like a goddamn avalanche, it's like even the strongest person, that's going to affect them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Right, yeah. Especially after like day in, day out. And it's really not that bad, you know, to be honest. I mean, we don't really get that much like hate message, but they come. And when they come, they're mean. They're mean. And so I think that, and I say this every year, I think that just in general, society's New Year's resolution should be to calm the F down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Think before you
relax.
Speak. Get the facts.
Think before you type. Think before you speak. And just relax. Can you calm down? Can we calm down and be a little less crazy?
Yeah, that's basically my 2017. It's just to be more relaxed, a little more, just a step back. It's awesome to be in this industry, and I'm very blessed. But I would kind of like a moment to be able to shut off, disconnect. I feel blessed. Like, you know, just be blessed and be able to take it in. Because it's easy for us to always go, go, go. And you need a moment to be able to stop. So that's kind of what I'd like to do this year is not stop, but just to take a moment to smell the roses.
I think that's good advice for, not just us, but everyone listening. Well, and I can't think of a more positive way to possibly go out.
Agreed. Stop. So, positivity in 2017. Thanks for checking out the first podcast. You can, of course, download it on iTunes. We are on Google, whatever.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
We're everywhere. Check us out, the Riff website, and we will be back next week, hopefully, the opposite of San Zan.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Have a good one. Check us out. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly Reveal on Riff 2 Detroit.